Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Millions of Americans are under winter weather watches and advisory today and tomorrow amid warnings of a prolonged and potentially significant icing event affecting 15 states. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
There's about 50 million people under some type of winter weather advisory, winter storm warnings, ice storm warnings, winter weather advisories, wind chill alerts.
It looks like ground zero for these storms is centered over the Lone Star State.
At the moment, though, the center of it looks like it's going to be north central Texas, where we do anticipate several days of freezing rain.
Sleet and freezing rain accumulations are likely to create widespread hazardous traveling conditions, down power lines, broken tree limbs, and this will be happening for several days in a row. The White House announced Monday they will end the two COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th. The COVID-19 national emergency and public health emergency will be extended to that date and then lifted. That will end Title 42 restrictions and expulsions at the northern and southern border, where the crisis rages on with illegal immigrants pouring into the country at levels never seen before. Construction on the wall of the United States-Mexico border is still taking place in some areas.
Texas still building its portion of a border wall, even though the Biden administration stopped work on that wall. Texas Governor Greg Abbott admits it's not a cheap endeavor.
Part of that is the materials for the wall. Part of it is the cost of acquiring the rights to be able to build the wall on land.
Abbott, speaking in the border town of San Benito Monday, where wall construction was taking place, said they are acquiring more land rights, which should help speed up construction. I'm John Schaefer.
Cindy Williams, who played Shirley opposite Penny Marshall's Laverne on the popular sitcom Laverne and Shirley, died last week and announced Monday. 75-year-old Williams died in Los Angeles, California on Wednesday after a brief illness. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Memphis Fire Department has relieved three staff members from duty after failing to assist Tyree Nichols as he lay in distress after a beating by Memphis, Tennessee police officers. Fire Chief Gina Sweat said Monday three fire department employees violated numerous policies and protocols. End quote. Turkey continues to build military outposts on Iraqi soil. Three Turkish military outposts are just some of the dozens of new military bases Turkey has established on Iraqi ground in the past 2 years, as it steps up decades-long offensive against Kurdish militants sheltered in the remote and rugged region. It's back to school time for Virginia students, where a six-year-old shot his teacher.
The principal at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News is being removed from her post. Teacher Abigail Zwerner's attorney said previously that several instructors went to the school administration with concerns about the student having a weapon, but weren't taken seriously. This parent, though, says the issue has been resolved.
It was very successful. They have a lot of security in place. Hopefully that's not going to be too intimidating for the children.
Students are required to use clear backpacks and metal detectors have been installed. I'm Jerry Armash.
South African animal welfare officials on Monday successfully sedated and captured a tiger that was spotted roaming a residential area near Johannesburg. Authorities believe it to be an escaped pet. Lance Pry, USA News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, happy Tuesday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Peter Hoekstra joins us now. He is the former Ambassador Advisory Board Chair of Center for Security Policy and former House Intelligence Committee Chairman. Peter, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, great to have you back. Real quick, because you were the former chair of the House Intelligence Committee, what do you make of what Speaker McCarthy is doing with Swalwell and Shift?
I think that a lot of people look at this bill as saying, well, this is just payback for what Nancy Pelosi did to the Republicans when she, forbid certain Republicans from serving on the January 6th commission. But actually, I think there's, even without that, there is plenty of reason to bar Schiff and Swalwell from serving on the committee. I mean, Swalwell had a relationship, it appears, with an individual who was a Chinese spy.
Exactly.
Which, as McCarthy explained, if he were trying to get a security clearance and he was working in the private sector and they approached the government and said, hey, we'd like Eric to get a security clearance, they'd look at his background and they'd say, no way, he doesn't qualify.
Exactly.
And so that's item number one on Swalwell. And Schiff, if you go back and you take a look at Adam Schiff, who was chairman of the Intelligence Committee, he's on the House floor, and he's saying, hey, this impeachment with the president, I've seen classified information. It's far worse than what you and the public, than what's in the public domain, and it will be coming out. And so, this impeachment, this going after Donald Trump is well justified. He was lying. He was lying. He was using his position as chairman of the intelligence community, as chairman of the intelligence committee, telling the American people,
yes,
I've seen stuff that you haven't seen, and it's damning on the president of the United States. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the American people
exactly.
Him, his colleagues in Congress trusted him, and he came up empty-handed. He didn't have anything, and he knew it. And so those actions by Adam Schiff more than justify a Speaker of the House saying, I'm sorry, Adam. Actually, they don't have to say, I'm sorry. They just need to say, Mr. Schiff, you've disqualified yourself.
Exactly.
Serving on the House Intelligence Committee. And remember, he would be the ranking Democrat, the lead Democrat, meaning he would be what is the Gang of Eight. the chairman, mm-hmm. ranking member, the Speaker of the House, the minority leader, and then their counterparts in the Senate that would have access to the same intelligence that the President of the United States gets. They would get the most secret information. And clearly, these two people do not qualify for that responsibility. Swalwell didn't have it, but he's going to China. Adam Schiff has demonstrated by his actions that he cannot be in that position and behave responsibly.
Well, it's about time that people would be held accountable for their words. I mean, the thing is Adam Schiff should know better. I mean, Ambassador, he's an attorney. I mean, I understand that this isn't a legal courtroom, but there's got to be some principles that are followed in the body politic, because what you're doing here, in a sense, the way I look at it is you're yelling fire in a crowded theater, which they say our First Amendment doesn't cover that. But I think our First Amendment needs to be perceived in the venue of the current communication channels to be able to move a body politic with a flat out lie. I'm not even going to say a false narrative. It's just a flat out lie is unconscionable. And thank God the Speaker is willing to hold his feet to the fire. And hopefully, the rest of the body politic will have a spine to where look at, you know, because right now we're taking a look at a Republican representative who's allegedly has lied with his curriculum vitae and all these other things and how he got into office. Of course, I think there's a number of Democrats who've also lied, so it's kind of hard to be pointing a finger one way when you got three coming right back at you. But, you know, politics being what it is, this is kind of the hypocrisy that we have to deal with. But all that set aside, though, Ambassador, we've got to, we have got to reestablish some standards here, some decorum to where the American people can begin to have some confidence in the people that are leading us.
Well, you know, I couldn't agree with you more, Bill, which is why I wrote the editorial piece. It's, Schiff was the person who was out there saying there are threats to our democracy. There are threats, democracy is in danger, of course, implying that Donald Trump and Republicans were the threat to democracy. In reality, it was Adam Schiff lying to the American people. It was Jim Clapper, the former director of national intelligence, lying to the American people, leaking classified information, lying about the Hunter Biden laptop, our leaders lying about COVID, lying about the effectiveness of the vaccine. That is what is eroding what's eroding American democracy. American people are losing trust in their elected officials. Take the latest example. I think former Secretary of State, I saw him on TV last night. He was asked about the FBI agent, the guy who was in charge of investigating Donald Trump and the Russian hoax, has now been arrested for working for a Russian oligarch. And it's like, and violating American law. And it's like, wow, this FBI is totally corrupt from the top to the bottom. How many people still have trust in the FBI? I'm sorry. I think it's gone.
Exactly. I would agree, Peter, along with all the other three-letter agencies. They're all compromised right now. And your editorial, Destroying American Democracy, An Inside Job, something tells me that you ruminated on this for quite a while, and it probably had you up at 3 o'clock in the morning many times as you were going through this process and reliving this nightmare.
Absolutely. I mean, when I was on the Intelligence Committee, and for the time that I served as either the lead Republican, either as the chairman or the lead, member of the minority party. I traveled around the world. I traveled to 84 different countries. I traveled to Afghanistan, Iraq, some of the most dangerous places in the world. And I'd come in, I'd be there for 2 days. I'd stay in a, halfway decent hotel or you know, sometimes we'd stay with the our fighting men and women in some of their facilities. But we'd be there for 2 days, and we'd come back to the U.S. Well, you know, these folks in our intelligence community, they're there for 9 months. They're there for a year. They go back for one or two tours. They risk their lives. They're great people. And this is how they're...
Peter, we've got to go to break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Nineteen. minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez with you, along with the former Ambassador Peter Hoekstra, who was the Advisory Board Chair of the Center for Security Policy, former House Intelligence Committee Chair. Ambassador, you know, what's happening, you know, and you cite this in your new op-ed, Destroying American Democracy, an Inside Job, is something that's been going on for quite a while. I mean, I look back and what happened with the Obama administration and how they targeted Tea Parties and anything conservative, you know, and to listen to those on the left, I mean, they are really convinced that those on the right are destroying, you know, democracy. Nobody is talking to one another. And they just want to see it their own way. I remember what Jordan Peterson says, and I quote him quite often, is that we can be so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. And this is where we are. We're so siloed that the other side is not talking to the other side and accusing the other side of being the destructive catalyst to this American democracy.
I tend to disagree a little bit, Bill, and let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. All right. I think conservatives, and I totally agree with you, we're siloed and people are not talking to each other. Okay? But mm-hmm. I believe that conservatives are more than willing to have the debate in the public domain and mm-hmm. let the American people decide.
I agree with that.
Conservatives believe right. that hey, we are created in the image of God, and as such, individuals, they're bright people, and we entrust them to make mm-hmm. up their minds. But give us a exactly. fair hearing in the public square, and we will be fine. The left mm-hmm. believes that they're right, but they will use the trappings of government to silence the other side. And like you said, this was going on during the Obama administration when, oh man, I forget her name now, but she's working at the IRS.
Lois Lerner.
Yeah, Lois mm-hmm. Lerner.
Lois Lerner.
Mm-hmm. And she's trying to figure out how she can, you know, shut down the right. You've got, you know, what happened, and then most recently, what happened, you know, with the whole COVID debate, where if you said, you know what, I think this thing may have developed out of a lab, the left used social media to censor us. And think about this, Bill. You have the director of mm-hmm. national intelligence. People from his office are meeting weekly with different people in social media, guiding them on what is, you know, what is real and what may be, you know, a false narrative, meaning, oh, this is not true. Yeah. Go ahead and silence it. It's like,
exactly.
Number one, the director of national intelligence needs to be spending all of their time focusing on the threats from overseas. We can't use the capabilities of our intelligence community against our own people inside of our borders. What amazes me, Bill, on this is, where is the outrage from the American people, you know, that mm-hmm. our intelligence community has been turned against us? And, you know, you can go through it.
Because only 50%, Ambassador. Yeah, only 50% care. They're the only 50% that are being affected. The other 50, you know, that's their side. That's their jersey. They're wearing the same jersey, so that works for them.
That's right. For the other 50%, and that's what I'm saying, for the left, they are willing to use mm-hmm. the instruments of government power to silence the rest of us. And that's the difference between the left and the right. The left is not willing to debate their ideas and their beliefs in the public square. You know, we saw this in, you know, you can't go to a college, a university, a conservative can't go because they will be protested and they will be tried to, you know, the left will try to shut them down. And it's like, wait a minute, this is why you go to college, to get different opinions, not to clamped down on
one side. So that you're smarter. So you exercise your brain power, critical thinking, and you're all the smarter. But this process that the left has taken over, what they're imposing on everybody, it's a process of mediocrity. It's dumbing us down at every turn in education, in our government, in our day-to-day lives, when you're only operating with 50% of the universe, when you got 100% available, but because you don't want to hear the other side, you negate their opinion, and you're dumber still.
Absolutely. It's exactly what we are seeing. It's exactly what we are seeing today. And, you know, we need to get control of it, because if we don't restore the integrity of the process, this cancer from within will destroy democracy. And,
yes.
I mean, again, you know, over the weekend, what do we see? We see Antifa riots in Atlanta, the destruction of private property, law officials being attacked. These people, they get arrested 24 hours later. They're out on, they're out, they're free. You go to Washington, D.C., the people that protested or were advocating, for integrity in elections on January 6th, the FBI and, the Justice Department, they're going after each and every one of those individuals, and they're, they're prosecuting them to the hilt. I mean, it is.
Exactly.
It's scary what we are seeing today.
Yeah. Without due process, and to the degree that they're being persecuted in the D.C. jail, Peter, I don't know if you saw this or not, but 36 of them sent a letter saying, please send us to Gitmo. We'd much rather be at Gitmo than be here in the D.C. jail because of the way they're being abused.
Yeah, I can't quite understand why we don't have our elected members of Congress standing out in front of that prison. Each and every day protesting for better treatment of the people that are there, but more fundamentally asking, why are they there? Why are they there?
Exactly.
And the scary thing is, you and I could go on for hours because the examples don't stop. The treatment of Donald Trump versus Joe Biden on secret documents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe's doing it better.
Yeah, this is a farce.
It's a farce.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And now we're finding out, Peter, that there is documents going back to his days when he was in the Senate. So not even just as vice president, he's held on to these documents forever. Like what? And then let's not forget the millions of pages of documentation that Barack Obama is still holding. Right.
Right. And that Hillary Clinton had on her server. It's like, I can tell you, Chairman of the Intelligence Committee in Congress, my staff would never let me walk out of a secure space with a classified document. Okay? You, as a member of Congress, are not entitled to hold those documents or to read them, except if you are in a classified space. And the minute you're going towards the door, your staff grabs those documents because you are not authorized to, move them anywhere. It's, you go back to the Senate documents. It's like, it's unbelievable.
It really is. Destroying American democracy, an inside job. This is Peter Hoekstra's latest op-ed. Peter, if it's okay, I want to link that on our website as well, but tell the people where they can read it for themselves.
They can go to the Gatestone Institute, Google Gatestone Institute, and they will find it there. You're more than welcome to link it, distribute it, whatever way. We've got to, you're one of the voices that helps inform the American people. Thank you so much for what you do.
He's the former ambassador, Peter Hoekstra, on the advisory board chair of the Center for Security Policy and former House Intelligence Committee chair. Peter, as always, thank you very much. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum. the drive-thru, Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime. They bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. Would you make your best tax-deductible gift right now? BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
USA News Update. An ice storm is impacting portions of the southern plains and mid-south and is expected to last through Wednesday, bringing the normal dangers along with it, falling trees and power lines and slick roadways. About 3.3 million Americans are under an ice storm warning this morning, with 16.5 million under a winter storm warning, according to the National Weather Service. The White House announced Monday they will end two COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th. The COVID-19 national emergency and public health emergency will be extended to that date and then lifted. And yes, that will end Title 42 restrictions and expulsions. Cindy Williams, who played Shirley on Laverne and Shirley, has died. Her family announced she passed away Wednesday of last week and it was announced Monday. She was 75 years old and died in Los Angeles, California, after a short illness. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing your party today. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Jennifer Lindsay, the Chief Operating Officer from Tanner Wright, is with us. Jennifer, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, this is a great SHOT Show, huh?
It's unbelievable. Fantastic show.
Yeah, this is incredible. It's hard, for people to imagine, unless they've been here, because as one reporter said, that you could spend 15 seconds at every booth here and you still not be able to see the whole thing in a week.
No, it's not even close.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm glad you stopped by so that we could talk about your company. Tell us about Tanner Wright.
So Tanner Wright is a company that has been around for well over 25 years, and we make reactive targets. So when you're shooting long-range, high-powered rifles, you place the target out, and it gives you a direct impact the moment that you strike it, so you know that you've hit your target. So it's fantastic when you're at the range and you want to sight up your rifle or just have a little bit of fun.
Right.
And you don't have to walk that 100 yards, 200 yards, 500 yards to see, did I hit it?
That's right. Exactly. And you do have the feedback right away. Not only do you see the explosion, but then you hear a kaboom, right?
You hear a giant kaboom.
That's excellent. What a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Who came up with this brilliant idea?
So a man by the name of Daniel Tanner created Tannerite. He had worked in the explosive blasting industry for many, many years and discovered that putting these components together, the kinetic energy of hitting them with a high-powered rifle, and all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
And he thought, what a fun thing to do.
Yeah. So whether you're male or female, I mean, you know.
Yes. Women love Tannerite. It's just a good time. We've seen people use it to celebrate weddings. We make a gender reveal specifically designed to be a safe gender reveal to celebrate whether you're having, you know, a boy or a girl.
In the traditional manner.
In the traditional manner.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Right? We also have had, you know, couples come to us and say that they were having a hard time in their marriage, and they went to the range, they started shooting Tannerite. It's so much fun that, you know.
You're rebuilding marriages through
Tannerite. Celebrating babies.
Go figure. Wow, you got it all covered.
Birthdays. Yeah. I like to say that Tannerite has been making grown men giggle like little children for well over 25 years.
Well, how fun is that? No, it's an awesome experience because even when you're using paper targets or something else, you know, but having that kind of feedback, it reinforces the experience, doesn't it?
It really does. It really adds that extra element of just fun.
So how did you get involved with the company?
So I got involved many, many years ago. The company had gone through some difficult times. It actually burnt to the ground.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and I kind of jumped in to help out, and now it's been quite a few years now.
Mm-hmm. So what was it like it for you the first time you fired a target with Tannerite?
I laughed hysterically.
Did you?
Yes, I laughed hysterically, and I think I giggled for a few days after, just thinking about that was a lot of fun. I've never experienced anything like that.
See, I'm afraid if I get out there, you couldn't stop me. Yeah. You'd have to drag me away. This is so much fun, right?
Yeah, that might be what happened.
Yeah, that might take over my budget for a while. Although it's pretty reasonable, all things considered, the targets, right?
Yep. There's everything from a single target all the way up to, you know, a multi-pack.
Okay.
So we make, you know.
So you got a starter pack. So when, you know, people, as they're, you know, being introduced, that they can. So what do you recommend?
So I recommend, we have a four-pack of half-pound targets. I think that's a perfect way to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have everything from multi-packs. So you'll have a bachelor party going out to the range, and they're going to shoot some targets and have a good time. And then we have, you know, a multi-pack of 40. So.
Yeah, I hope people are taking notes here, because there's all kinds of ideas. The ideas are endless in the application of people. I mean, we have gender reveal. Mm-hmm. We've got restoring marriages, you know. We got bachelor parties.
Yeah.
What other, any kind of event? I mean, who needs a pinata anymore, right?
Tannerite. We have Tannerite. Mm. But I do want to make sure that I reinforce that using Tannerite as it's intended to be used is very important.
Right, of course.
You know, there are some stories I hear that people have misused the product, and our agencies out there have some really strict rules on misusing Tannerite.
Right.
Or I'll hear stories of people using things that they think that they bought that were Tannerite, just not quite the same. Other stuff is out there. I don't know what they're putting in it.
Right.
I don't know what that stuff is. It's not Tannerite, though. If it doesn't say Tannerite, it's not Tannerite.
Yeah, so you want to make sure that you get the real thing.
Yeah.
It is all, you know, safe and responsible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in using Tannerite, run down just a couple of the safety guidelines.
So you're going to want to make sure that you mix it on site. You cannot transport it once it's mixed.
Okay.
So once you have mixed the product, you need to use it where you are, or you need to dump it out and water it down.
Okay.
You can't transport it.
When you say mix it, okay, we're going to the range. What do we do?
So you go to the range. You pick which Tannerite item you'd like to take with you. Bring it with you. You obviously want to check with the range master and your local law enforcement to what their rules are. There are some counties that, obviously, if there's a dense population, they don't want you using Tannerite, which we can understand.
Right, exactly.
So please, you know, check with what the legalities are in your area. You bring the Tannerite with you. You take it out of the package. You've got two components. You have these white prels, and then you have a little packet that's either silver or red. Reading your instructions, it'll tell you whether you add one packet or two packets. Add it to a mixing jar. It's like a nice big peanut butter jar almost, and you shake it up.
This is all included?
It's all included.
Okay, good, okay.
There's even a sticker, and, you know, you mix it all up until it's completely gray. You've got to really mix it up really well, which is really important.
So it looks clay-like?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you set it down range, following the instructions on the package.
When you set it down range, as in the jar's container, it's not like you're pouring it out on the different targets or anything like that?
You just set it out down range once you've mixed it.
Okay.
And
so,
shoot.
And so how long are, you know, what's the cycle of that jar? I mean, you shoot, you blow it up, it's all gone, you got to go do another one or what?
Yep, or you can set out multiple targets.
Okay. All right.
In the same range, yeah.
So this is the package that, and with the four pack, that's going to give you enough for just to get you underway.
Yep.
And, of course, warn everybody else downrange what's going on.
Obviously.
Because what you're going to create is what we call Tannerite envy. Right?
Yes, Tannerite envy, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You follow the instructions that are provided in the box. We also have a great information on our website that you can go to. Follow your local regulations in your community. Obviously, no shooting during fire restrictions.
Well, of course, yeah. Yeah, all this good, responsible.
Yes.
This is the thing that we've been stressing time and again, because there is a perception by those who are misinformed and have misperceptions about gun ownership and responsibility, right? I say 99, if not 100%, of true gun owners.
Yes.
They understand responsibility, and when they have, you know, a gun, in, whether it's a rifle or a gun or whatever it is in their hand, that they take 100% responsibility. They're out there being trained, and because, you know, they don't want accidents to happen. We don't want something like an Alec Baldwin issue, right?
Yes. And I think it's really important, as anyone in the 2A community, that we are very responsible about how we use firearms and anything pertaining to the shooting sports.
Well, it is always about safety, and this is what I respect about being associated, you know, as you say, with the 2A community. Jennifer Lindsay, the Chief Operating Officer for Tannerite, where can people go for more information, get their hands on this stuff that goes boom, that they will have more fun, and they'll giggle their heads off for a while?
You can find Tannerite at our website at tannerite.com. You can also find it at most of your major outdoor store retailers, your Academies, your Dunhams, your Bass Pros. You can find them all over the place. And if you don't see them in your local store, request it. Request it and get Tannerite on the shelf near you.
Yeah, and at a range near you where it's authorized, and you can have a lot of fun, whether it's a gender reveal, a bachelor party, whatever it is. You know, this is what we love about humanity. They come up with all kinds of creative ways to use this. So check it out. Jennifer Lindsay from Tannerite.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651, 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, wait on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Hold on tight, my lady. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it. You can do anything you want. All the moments from the break of dawn, all these promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You also want to check out our next guest, Jody Mackey. Her company, Girl on Fire. I love Girl on Fire. This is awesome.
And so, they can't see my hair, but you know that it works with my hair, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, it's so funny because in this one radio station and group that I... one day we were in a meeting, and I talked about running around with their hair on fire. And somebody just, you know, they did this little meme about it, so it ran around the company.
That's so funny.
So, yeah, like you said. So, hey, here it is. Yeah. So we're very simpatico, no doubt about it.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about Girl on Fire.
So Girl on Fire, we're in 14 states right now, and we're a personal safety and firearms training academy.
Yes.
And I've certified over 4,000 instructors nationwide, and we do also all the permit classes, but our goal is really to educate people on the crime prevention aspects, because we want to continue to be able to see these crimes decrease, and we want less and less people to use their guns, especially in negligent ways, so we train so much on the safety aspects.
You know, Jody, we're hearing a lot, particularly at SHOT Show, where we're at right now in Las Vegas for this incredible show. Women are stepping up big time when it comes to gun safety. I can't even tell you how many gun safety officers I've run into.
Yeah.
I mean, this is awesome.
It is. It is. And my instructor classes especially used to be maybe one or two women peppered in once in a while. Mm-hmm. But that now consistently I've got women in those instructor classes. And a diverse group of women.
Right.
So it's not just one race. Like, we've got everybody coming in at a different level in terms of their interest in wanting to really know more and be able to do a service to the community.
What's going on? Why?
I think that a lot of it is because of fear-based, right? Because the women, there's a lot of single women, a lot of single women with children. They're watching the news. They're looking at the crimes in their neighborhoods. And they're getting more and more afraid for themselves and their kids, and they want a way to be able to protect themselves.
Well, the thing that I love is that they make a smart move to get educated and informed to understand how to utilize, you know, a gun.
Right? Exactly. And women are good with really truly getting trained before they touch it.
Right.
Men don't have that type of thing necessarily.
No.
It's a gun. What is there to know? You got it.
We've been doing this all our lives,
right.
You know?
Yes, just your kid, cops and robbers, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but women, they really are concerned about the safety aspect because they are nervous about it and they want to make sure that they're not going to have negligence or in their own home when they've got children.
Oh,
and,
Lord have mercy.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
So I see that, you know, the other aspect of this that's amazing is that the training is really expanded for so many people because all of the women joining in.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and like you said, women bring a dimension of, you know, in their approach and understanding, which, you know, if guys are around this, they kind of pick up on this and they think, hey, you know, so it's a good thing.
Yes, I'm trying to always put them to another level to hold them accountable because we're role models in this industry.
Exactly.
We need to do a good job.
Well, without a doubt, and again, you know, reinforcing this counter narrative by people who are anti-2A and what they envision. I mean, I hear them talk, some of these pundits, is like, you don't understand. You know, we're not a bunch of Alec Baldwins that aren't going to be serious enough, with all due respect, to, you know, to check the firearm to make sure you understand what that status of that firearm is when you pick it up.
Exactly, right? Exactly. And you know, one of the things that I have really large classes, and I've been in this for a while, and one of the first questions I ask them is, how many of you are here for political reasons today? And not one of them will ever raise their hand, because this, for the people, this isn't a political issue. This is a personal safety issue.
Exactly.
It's a different conversation. And I think we need to keep putting that out there, because it's not about politics. We don't need that argument. We just need to be able to access the tools to protect ourselves and our families, and that's it.
Yeah, without a doubt, because we know, especially with this crazy movement about defunding police,
right.
I mean, already when there's...
We need more funding.
Exactly.
They can't handle what we have now.
We need more police, and meanwhile, you've got these cities that have realized, they go, oh my goodness, we've overstaffed, we really didn't think this out
right.
Well, wait a minute, you've already discouraged these policemen, that you put their pensions in jeopardy, and now they're out of here.
Right.
And you can't find somebody with 20, 30 years of experience on the street level. I mean, and you just send them out, you know, into early retirement.
Right.
That's really unfortunate. But the reality is that if you need a police officer, whether it's a domestic situation or otherwise, you know, it can take them on average, I think it's 15, 19 minutes
it's
to respond,
right?
It's a long
time, right? Yeah.
And how do you reconcile that with an incident that occurs in seconds?
Right, exactly. Well, I think that, you know, there's so many different answers and levels to this question. and I train FBI, Homeland Security, law enforcement, and I'm a marksmanship trainer.
And maybe future IRS agents, because that scares the heck out of them.
Yes, exactly.
87,000.
It's crazy that they have guns.
You talk about Wild West. I mean, look, at as it is already, and I try and explain to people, I go, police officers who are trained, even their hit ratio is somewhere around 50%.
It's 17 to 22% accuracy rate nationwide hitting their intended target.
That's
trained law enforcement officers.
Is that in a...
In an incident.
In an incident.
17 to 22%, which is scary.
Correct. See, I was told 40-50%.
No, 17 to 22, and I talk about it every day, because I don't agree with our current training platform for law enforcement, because they're training average threat 3 to 5 feet. When we have active shooters and terrorists and all these different types of situations, they might not be in that close proximity. So that's where we're ending up shooting the neighborhood.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
And all the other people that are trying to avoid the active shooter, they may be getting shot by law enforcement because they're not trained for that level of accuracy. I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming our standards and our systems.
Right. And the thing is also to call into account here is some of these irresponsible statements. We've heard this several times of, you know, why do you have to shoot and kill somebody? Why, how come you can't wound him? When you are in an incident situation, life and death, if you're talking about a 17% hit ratio, is somebody going to be such a sharpshooter that they're just going to be able to, you know, take somebody out at their ankles?
And not now. No, not the level they're at now. Right. It's not even close. And I think the El Paso shooting, 52 shots fired by law enforcement at the active shooter, killing two civilians. The active shooter gave himself up down the street at the gas station. And so we shouldn't feel like this standard is acceptable anymore. And they need better training because this is also risking their lives. At the same time, they don't want to put themselves at risk when they don't have that confidence in their training and their
exactly.
skills. You know, we need to be able to look at that differently. So the defunding, no, they need more funding so that they can get better training to be at a level where they need to be to effectively do their job.
Well, this is about personal protection, like you said. And, you know, we give, you know, the response times. So people need to know how can I protect myself? Mm-hmm. Also, in understanding crime rates are going up. Mm-hmm. We've got an open border. We've got so many people coming into the country. We don't know if they're friend or foe. Mm-hmm. Already we know the Remembrance Project has reported that in every state of the union, someone has died at the hands of an illegal immigrant. So, you know, you've got to... This is why women and people of all form and fashion are gunning up, so to speak.
Yeah, well, just our crime rates in general. And I was actually trying to get the current crime statistics from the FBI because they report it every year. They did not report it the last 2 years because they haven't gotten good numbers from law enforcement to give them even statistics.
Well, Dr. John Lott did some research on it and found what the FBI was reporting was an underreport.
Wow.
So,
well, and probably because they don't have people that are doing their diligence and reporting it in the first place, but they probably don't have the manpower to even do that at
right.
this point.
But the fact of the matter is we can use common sense.
For sure.
We see what's happening out there and what we need to do to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. And again, you reinforce, and this is what I appreciate so much about your organization, what you're trying to do in reinforcing gun safety, because gun safety works for everybody.
It does, and our new concealed carry.
Yes,
out.
Exactly. We didn't even have Jazz to talk about your new hot boot here that is just outstanding. Go ahead, and we've got about a minute left.
Okay, so we created a fashionable concealed carry option that's very safe to draw from, and it is a knee-high fashion boot for women. Mm-hmm. And it will translate to men's later, but it actually has a removable Velcro holster that's universal, and the Velcro is on both sides so that if you're left-handed, it also works for you without any special accommodations. And so we're very excited to get these out into women's hands so that they can have something that they can legitimately carry with that's comfortable.
I got to tell you, you know, you can't see Jody here. We're doing this on the radio. She understands fashion. When you look at her, she says, you know, shows fashion. So when she's talking about this boot, I mean, this isn't some clumsy boot. I mean, this is really a good-looking boot that you've designed for women.
Yes.
That they're going to enjoy, and it's very practical.
Yes.
On top of that.
Yes.
Because that's you, right?
It is.
Fashionable and practical.
Exactly.
In
Absolutely.
So many ways.
Yes.
Okay, so how can people... Yeah, and safe, of course. So how can people be in touch with you, Joni?
So go to our website, girlonfire.life, L-I-F-E, instead of .com, where the lifestyle girl on fire, and you can go to Girl on Fire products and you'll see it there, and you can pre-order now because they're going to be flying off the shelves quickly.
Without a doubt. Jody Mackey, she's the chief executive officer of Girl on Fire. Thank you so much for being
here.
Yes, appreciate
thank
it.
You for having me today.
Great job. All righty.
Get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is...